John's baptism is a ritualistic action of purification. It's not baptism as we understand it, as has been established by Christ. It's a different meaning, different action. On a physical level, it reminds me of having to get cleaned up before I walk into the house. For me, it was on a day like today, it would have been in the garage. And the shoes would have been off, and anything else that's kind of dirty would have been set aside. Now, I have to say, I forgot to do that on a number of occasions, and I got to spend even more time in the garage when that happened. That's a physical point of view, that we sort of clean ourselves off before we go inside. And the baptism of John, in accordance with the prescriptions of the Israelite tradition, was a symbolic purification of expressing desire for acceptance of the Messiah when he is to arrive. Kind of likens the practice of mikvah, this purification with a pool or a collection of water before an Israelite would enter into the temple precincts. Okay, still that it's symbolic cleaning or symbolic cleansing, we're left with a question. Why does Jesus get baptized? Son of God, right? Second person of the Blessed Trinity, without sin, no need of any purification, right? That's a legitimate question to ask. Maybe Jesus wants to demonstrate this desire that he has to be able to do everything that is going to be required of other people. Stated differently, that he's saying that there's nothing that I'm going to demand of others that I myself am not willing to do. Maybe. Or maybe it has to do with a foreshadowing and anticipation, a sign and an indication of what is to come in his life, that there is going to be a descent, if you will, through his terrifying cross into the throes of darkness and sin, so that he can ascend into life and love. Some of the church fathers comment that Jesus' baptism in the Jordan by John is a moment of sanctification, that waters themselves are sanctified by his very presence and his immersion into water, which will become the source of sanctifying grace for his followers in his church. What I find most interesting in Luke chapter 3, which is the selection that was used for the gospel today, is that the gospel writer Luke has nothing to say about why Jesus was baptized. Instead, Luke focuses upon the results of the baptism. Namely, that Jesus himself is identified as the Messiah, that the voice of the Father is heard for the very first time, and that the Spirit is manifested in descending in bodily form of the dove. It's a revelation of the Trinity himself. Father, Son, and Spirit, one God, three persons. That the emphasis that Luke gives to us in chapter 3 is about the results of his having humbled himself to follow the prescriptions of John's baptism, not so much why he chose to do it. Okay, what does that mean for us? God is not some concept. God is not some projection of the best version of ourselves. God is not some cosmic force or some vague idea or some warm feeling by a fire on a cold winter day. That our God has revealed himself in an immensely personal way, seeking for us to know him and to love him and to serve him. That our God revealed to us for the first time as Trinity in the baptism of Jesus invites us to encounter him not just to think about him or to wonder about him, but to meet him and to grow in an understanding and a love for him, beautifully unfolding his own very divine nature so that we can be caught up in the very life and love of God.